passes a charm, you were frightened by a huge sound. Hildegard is called man's best friend by men. You have hated and feared dogs all your life. Tonight, as you lie in a lonely room in a stone hut on the moors, you are awakened by a sound in the distance. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And manages to hypnotize. Thank you. Best friend I ever had before I gave it all up for nothing. Well, I lied and I cheated, and it made me feel bad, made me feel guilty for not being true, for the months I spent trying for a way to explain. Thank you. deserve better. Once I was in, somehow my good intentions just got up. So I can't spare a moment on the dog-faced boy. I won't lend another hand to the warm girl of Hanoi. Don't deplete my oxygen for the guy who's turning blue. But ask me, and I'll do anything for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. His appearance as much like a panther as a cat. Your pet is a very friendly one. Each day as you come home from work, he shows you his affection by purring and rubbing his sleek fur against your legs as you reach down to scratch his head. Until one day...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Digits and animals and the beautiful kingdom of numbers, numerology, and the natural kingdom. And you know, as he's sitting there, he starts to have a moment where suddenly it all starts to make sense. He's getting messages from the beyond, and there's a click happening, and he suddenly can see clearly. He decides to make his mind blank, surrender to the flow, put his blank space where his mind could be, and in this moment, Jimmy starts to see images floating in front of his face. And the first thing that he sees, he sort of sees a number. He sees lines going like this. It's kind of a triangle on the line. And it's the number 4. And he says, 4. This is something, this means something to me. 4, there's 4 seasons. There's northwest, there's southeast, 4. And then suddenly he starts, the lines of the 4 start to move and suddenly become a quadrant. A four-sided figure, which is a square. And he thinks, oh, a 4, a square. I'm getting this. The message is coming into my mind. I see something. I see a 4. I see a square. It means something. And then he sees an image in his mind. And mark this. He sees 4 squares and 4 circles. He doesn't know what this all means. But he really feels like the great spirit, whether it's Iculus or the spirit of his second name, Iculus' other name, which is Holy Blankenstein, because he believes in the light. Iculus has 2 names. It's almost like Iculus is speaking. Holy Blankenstein is speaking to Jimmy. He's encouraging him that he's almost come onto this thing. And he's like saying, Jimmy, he's like, you're getting there, Jimmy. He's like, yeah, you hear the voice of Iculus, the voice of Holy Blankenstein saying, yeah, like, yeah, Jimmy, yeah. There it is. That's it. That's the voice. Yeah. He sees the 4, he sees the square, the seasons, and on the 4th day, you know, God made light and divided time, and the sunshine came as I might not. Just when he thinks he's getting it, the 4 starts to change. It morphs. It morphs between his before his eyes. Suddenly, it looks like a 6 now. He can't figure out why it becomes a 6. And suddenly he says, oh my God, a square with 6 surfaces is a cube. He sees a cube floating, and Holy Blankenstein, Iculus, is like, you're almost there, Jimmy. You're like, uh-huh. You're almost there, Jimmy. Uh-huh. That's it. There's it. Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, you're figuring this out. It's a four, a square, a quadrant with six faces. It's a cube. Cube is four. Four is a six. Suddenly, in a flash, the six-sided cube splits into nine. This is nine cubes. He's like, whoa! The six has become a nine. And he says, if six were nine, if the mountains crumbled over the sea, let it be! It is me! It's one cube again. And he thinks, have I lost it? I'm gonna put a blank space where my mind can be. He's swimming through the flow. Whoa. He hears the voice of Nicholas. It's almost like Nicholas is laughing at him. Or with him? Oh, blank. Holy Blankenstein. Holy Blankenstein, the Nicholas created its many spirits melded into one. We call it the spirit of we, the spirit of togetherness. Hello. How are you? We hope you're having a good time. It's not us. It's Blankenstein and Nicholas together. Gosh, there we go. He's got it. The six, the four, is there 46? That's it? 46 days? What is it? 46 what? Right then, the edges of the cube begin to light up. They turn red and green, the bright fluorescent colors on the edge. He starts counting them. He's like, oh my god, a cube has eight vertices. Vertices? The lines, the vertices. There's eight straight lines on the edge of the cube. And at that point, the cube collapses, becomes an eight. So he's like, oh my god, eight edges to the cube. Eight. And as he's staring at the eight, he's like, four, six, eight. What is this? At this point, the voice of Holy Blankenstein Nicholas has become a wicker, wicker, wicker sound. It's driving him crazy. Wicker, wicker, wicker. Then the eight starts to turn sideways, and it becomes the sign for the infinity. That's it. 4, 6, 8 is infinity. It's everything. And he says out loud, it's everything. But as soon as he says the word everything, it's like he lost it again. He hears a flash. A flash. A flash of light. And it becomes a zero. A circle. He's like, oh my god, I'm back to the four circles and the four squares, but now it's a zero. I don't understand that. I can't comprehend what this number is all about. 4, 6, 8, 0. But there's a zero in front of him. He thinks nothing. Nothing, a zero, emptiness, nothing. And that's when it hits him. Once he completely thinks of emptiness, it all becomes clear. At that moment, the circle begins to tilt backwards, and it lands on a grid, which is a plane. The circle is on the grid, and suddenly he realizes so clearly the obvious truth that it's becoming a circle. And that if you vary the X, Y, and Z terms, that would describe as, you know, a circle of radius 1. The radius being the hypotenuse of the X, Y, and Z coordinates. And he realizes that the X and Y terms in the square distance from the two units of the origin, and he remembers that the square root of XX plus YY is the distance from the origin. So each of the circles is centered 2 units from the origin, obviously. And as X, Y sweep out of the range of B, the 2 units away from the origin, there's a vertical circle. Can you see it? At each point on the circle. And those vertical circles sweep out from the circle and becomes a donut. It's a toss. It's a donut. Oh my god. At that moment, behind the donut, the six reappears, and he realizes that insects have six legs. and that the back of a turtle shell has a hexagon in the center. Six. Hexagon. Donuts. Donuts touching turtles. Turtles touching donuts. It's the very stone the universe is made of. You see it? Do you see it? Donuts touching turtles. It was there all along. It was in everything. Suddenly the square appears again. The square becomes a cube. And the cube starts to tilt sideways. It's a rhombus. The cube is a rhombus. The night cube. Oh my God, says Jimmy, I get it. And now I know exactly what Fish is going to play for Halloween. Duh. How could I have not seen it? The number of hits that they've been giving us. How could I have not seen it? The Animal Kingdom. The Numerical Kingdom. Turtles with six-sided hexagons on their backs. Hepapod insects. Come on. 40th anniversary, 50th anniversary, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So, listen, he's so excited, he blows off the homework. He's so excited, the whole time it's been pouring rain outside. It's almost like the universe is listening to his realization. The sun is starting to peek through the clouds, through his window. The silver light is shining on his desktop. And he says, that's it, I'm going to post on my Instagram right now. And I am not kidding. Jimmy is going to post on his Instagram. Which you can say that. Oh yeah, Jimmy Poster Death. Right now, exactly what the Fish Halloween outfit is wearing. He starts typing, he's posting it. There he goes, he sits down, he's typing what the Halloween outfit is. Jimmy Poster Dad. Now you're probably thinking, you're fucking with me because every year you guys fuck with us. So if I say he's actually writing right now what we're playing, clearly he isn't because I would never say that. But that's how I'm fucking with it this year. What's happening? What are we playing on Halloween? It's on Jimmy Foster Dad Instagram right now. He is typing. There he goes. He's typing furiously. I can see him on the line's eye. But all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. He's crushing my vibe. Who is it? Shit. Hold on. He puts down the typer. He turns around. He sees through the crack of the door. His father. Oh, man. Look. The storm's gone.
Jimmy?
It's like you're the petite chat.
Thank you.
It's gone in the station with a bad reputation. It's a sign of the nation's decay. Gone in the station doesn't need a vacation. The people rush by just
thank you. So he led me through the forest.
to the edge of the lagoon, by which we wander till we reach the lovely stream. The man grew very quiet as we stood there. He lifted up his visor and he turned to me and he began to say, "Zach!" Possess the ancient secrets of eternal joy and never-ending splendor. The trick was to surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the bush to the sea. We saw the far eyes of raging river. He said we can swim it if we try. And saying this, the night dove in, forgetting that his soul bonds would surely end now, and so he sunk. And as his body disappeared before me, I got my head aside, remembered all the thoughts that he had. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
as I think before. My guess is that I'll never name this ghost well, but I think I hear it knocking at my door. Paul the Tank reminds me of the Bible. Andromeda was used, I think, before. My guess is that I'll never name this ghost well, but I think I hear it knocking at my door. Blinded with ambition like a razor to the throat. Cast aside your foolish pride, cast the final hope. The feelings you've been waiting for are calling through your skin. So if you look above, you'll see the monster you've been in. Signature is playing. It was either playing at 4680 or 10-31-21. Because I think that was it. So I say you're like, well, I've got time for this. It's been a great day. Side here.
Good.
Send me along on a train.
was trying to dance with one thing.